By its own analysis, the Federal Department of Veterans Affairs calculates that Florida has only 20% of the VA-sponsored nursing home beds it needs to serve aging veterans. For our series, Off the Base, WUSF's Bobby O'Brien looks at why the state is on the critical list when it comes to building VA nursing homes.
Retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Glenn Sutphin had one priority when he took over in August as the permanent executive director of the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs.
I need nursing homes. The VA says there's two states that are critical need, Texas and Florida. I'm supposed to have 4,049 beds. That's what they say I should have. I've got like 810. I've got two nursing homes I'm trying to build. We need to keep building them. But they've changed the design. They went from $38 million to $58 million.
You heard correctly. The cost of the nursing home plan for Port St. Lucie jumped $20 million because of design changes like those described in this VA online video.
Community Living Center is a traditional nursing home within the VA healthcare system, where we have taken the concept of creating a home environment for our residents or our veterans who live with us.
That includes private rooms for veterans, a necessity for today's military, according to VA Secretary Bob McDonald.
Now with an all-volunteer army, everybody has their own room. Well, we've got to have the same standard in the VA, because if they're used to that in the Army, they're going to expect that in the VA.
To be fair, the VA's architectural criteria for nursing homes changed 5 years ago. It's just that Florida didn't think the changes applied to its projects, but they did. And it has delayed construction of the Port St. Lucie nursing home for more than a year.
We here in Port St. Lucie alone, with our indigent, homeless, etc. veterans, could fill a nursing home tomorrow.
That's Richard Feldman, commander of American Legion Post 318 in Port St. Lucie. He has 1,500 members. The World War II Marine veteran says the more personalized design is not worth the wait.
Because they were all set to start going ahead and breaking ground and doing the planning, and then all of a sudden to come up with this, somebody's idea of what's better for veterans. What's better for veterans is to give them the care they need.
But those needs cannot be met without additional money. The state will pay 35% and the federal VA 65%. So Florida is just waiting for the VA to release its nursing home grants list. It usually comes out in November. And the delay, it doesn't worry Florida VA Director Sutphin.
We've, of course, have been assured verbally that, don't worry, we've got everything fixed for Florida. You know, I can't move forward till I actually know I've got the funding.
That's federal funding. There's still the state contribution. Sutphin says he's talking with House and Senate staff. He hopes to start construction in February on the Port St. Lucie home, even though the additional state money wouldn't theoretically be available until July 1st. And Sutphin is still negotiating with the VA over refurbishing a second VA nursing home at Lake Baldwin in Orlando, where, again, the state is up against the new design mandates.
If I can just get one good one started and show them what we can do and how we can do it, then I'm sure that we can drive on and build more homes. I'm committed to getting these homes that our veterans need.
And he comes from a proven background. Sutphin rehabbed several of Florida's armories for the National Guard, and his dad, an engineer, was part of the team that built the Pentagon during World War II in 18 months. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.